Good morning. It's 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. I'm lucky enough to have a special guest this morning. I have Alyssa Sexton to talk about, I think, the second annual Sitka Health Fair. Good morning.
Good morning.
Second year?
Second year.
And I believe you were the champion for this.
Yes, I did bring it forward a few years ago at the Health Summit, of which this is now a part of. Mm-hmm. And it was not chosen as an initiative, but that did not stop the steering committee. We said, you know what? The Health Summit is a perfect way to segue this and get it in, you know, going in the community. So we incorporated it last year into the Health Summit, and now it's a second year.
It was a huge success last year.
It was.
And had you put one together prior to the one in Sitka?
Nope. And
That's so brave of you.
It is a big undertaking, but I can't take all the credit. We do partner with Alaska Health Fair Incorporated, and that's a nonprofit group based out of Anchorage, but they go all over the state. And so they kind of have the bulk of the equipment, and they bring a phlebotomist, and they do have a coordinator that I work with to help get all of the volunteers and the exhibitors and everyone kind of underway and coordinated together.
Is a health fair fun, or is it all business? I mean, like, should I just, like, when I think health fair, there's two things that come to mind. One is, I got to fast, and then it's all about blood and blood pressure.
Well, I hope it's not. I do hope it's fun. Yes, there is the blood draw portion that some people choose to do. Other people do not. It's not mm-hmm. a requirement. But we also offset that. We have Jaren coming from Sitka Spruce Catering, so she will have yummy breakfast
items. She's always very popular bringing food.
Absolutely. Especially after you've been fasting. You get your blood draw. You can just go right down the hall and grab some good breakfast from her. So, but yeah, we have the blood tests. This year we have Mountainside Family Healthcare Clinic doing flu shots.
Excellent.
For adults. So those are for $30. Those will be available. I think she has 150 doses. So that's not a huge amount. So if you really want a flu shot, get in the door. We will have vision screening, hearing screening. There will be exhibits on diabetes, on healthy eating, tobacco cessation. The local emergency planning committee is doing an exhibit on safety for tsunami and earthquake and all of that. I think there's over 20 exhibitors that is going to be there from throughout the community, from Search and Sitka community and then other local businesses. So it should be well informative, well worth it. It's all free except for the blood draws and the flu shots, but everything else is absolutely free.
That's terrific. So there's a lot of variety.
There is.
For everyone. And where is this located?
This year we have changed venues. This is going to be at Sweetland Hall on Sheldon Jackson campus. And so some people are unsure of where exactly that is. We will have lots of signs and balloons, so never fear. You can park at Hames Center and walk across the bridge and by Yoga Union, and it's down the pathway there, or at the Rasmussen building, and it's straight ahead from the Rasmussen building.
That's terrific. So I see that there's two flyers around town. There's a red flyer that talks about the Sitka Health Fair, so that's what we just talked about, if you needed shots or blood draws. And then there's this neighborhood block party.
Correct. Yeah, this year, since we were going onto the campus, we really wanted to make it more of a campus-wide event, make it really fun and exciting for everyone on campus. So we invited the neighbors, quote-unquote, of the campus to open their doors to the public on the same day as the health fair. So we got over 8 different groups from on or right around campus to do events. So Yoga Union will be offering a free all-level community class and an open house. The Sitka Sound Science Center will be offering free admission to the aquarium. The Hames Athletic Center will offer free admission to participants of the health fair. So you have to go to the health fair and then present proof of attendance in order to get into the Hames Center for free. The Sitka Summer Music Festival, it will be hosting an open house with a tour, refreshments, and a documentary film screening. Sheldon Jackson Museum will be having indoor and outdoor activities for kids and families. The Island Institute will be hosting a Sitka Writers Read at the Yaw Chapel during lunch. The Youth Advocates of Sitka will be hosting an open house, and the Sitka Fine Arts Camp Yaw After School Program will be hosting an art center open house and a Celtic dance demonstration.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, and so, you know, all of this is taking place between 9 and 1 at different times. You'll have to probably find one of the flyers around town to see the exact times if you're interested in any of those events. The actual health fair is from 9 to 1 at Sheldon Jackson Sweetland Hall.
So there is a lot going on. So really, this health fair is feeding the mind, body, and soul.
It is. It's going to be a, you know, we're really trying to get Sitka out, get them down there on the campus, see all the fun things that have happened on campus. If you haven't been down there and able to tour Allen Hall or anything like that, mm-hmm. this is a great opportunity to come see how much the Sitka Fine Arts Camp has revitalized that campus and take a tour. Everyone's going to be open on campus pretty much, so you can pretty much walk into almost any building and see it during this event.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
You get to sneak peek.
It is.
So you seem very passionate about the health fair. What in your life sort of has promoted this? Is it your work?
Primarily, yeah. I'm a nurse over at Sitka Community, and my whole background has been ER nursing from Las Vegas. And then I kind of grew into some other roles, and now I'm doing the health promotion aspect and the diabetes management and training. And it's such a different take than ER, where I was always in the crisis mode and mm-hmm. helping people on that end. And now I'm at the other end trying to help people to prevent them from going into that crisis mode. And it's just as satisfying in a totally different way. And it is fun to see people get excited about their own health and really try to make some changes to do something good for themselves to prevent from ending up in the ER with maybe a diabetic complication or a heart failure issue or anything like that.
It's interesting. I think when we think of the ER, we think of trauma from an accident mm-hmm. or some misfortunate moment. And you're saying that people were coming to the ER with
The majority of people that we see are not accidental, you know, aren't car accidents or traumatic injuries. Mostly it's other medical related issues from chronic diseases and things like that, abdominal pains, a lot of that stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't made that connection before. And we were talking off the air a little bit about diet.
Yeah.
And specifically, we were talking about, I read the school lunch menus, and we were talking about our own relationship or our own experiences as teenagers with the school lunch menu. When I was a kid, I used to brown bag a lunch for a long time, and you were saying that you like hearing them because you like to hear what they're serving
yes.
at school. And what was your high school experience with
lunch? We were talking about open and closed campus and how big of a difference that can make in a child's or a teenager's choice in their diet. And, you know, with the way everything's going, the obesity epidemic and how the obesity is leading to so many diabetic issues and heart issues, you know, we've got to find a way to get this under control for our teenagers and really teach them good, healthy eating habits.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Closed campus worked for us.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, that's what sort of kept me on the straight and narrow for diet. But you can get lots of information. You can talk about diet. You can have your blood taken. You can join the neighborhood block party. And this is all happening this Saturday, October 6th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's a very action-packed
It is. And this is the kickoff to the Health Summit. So this is our big kickoff event this Saturday, the health fair. There's other events that will be happening next week, and I know Doug Osborne will be coming in mm-hmm. To talk a little bit about some of those. But let me just quickly say on October 8th, Monday, Dr. Don Lehman will be doing a Lunch and Learn talk at Kettleson Memorial Library called Exercise is Medicine, and that one is very inspiring. I would encourage anyone to come out. That one is just really awe-inspiring. And then October 10th, next Wednesday, is our award celebration. That this year is going to take place at the Shikakuan Nakahiti House from 6:30 to 8, and it's free desserts for the first 100 people through the door, and that's where we really pay tribute to our health champions in the community. And unfortunately, I don't have the list of them in front of me, but I know they'll be listed in the paper, and I'll get you guys a copy so you'll have it.
And that's always very inspiring to see
it is.
Who wins these. And everyone gives a little speech, mm-hmm. which is really terrific. Well, I'd like to thank my guest, Alisa Sexton, talking about the Sitka Health Fair. We look forward to participating.
Hopefully everyone comes out.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.